sheep hunting season.
Again, we'll continue on for those listening in. Again, Tom Kirschman with the Wildlife Division, and joining me is John Canta, Regional Supervisor from Region 1, or the western part of South Dakota. So, members of the Commission, number 19 in your booklet, the bighorn sheep hunting season, let me be very clear, we're not bringing forward any recommended changes to the season itself, licenses, auction licenses, any part of those types of discussions or aspects of the hunting season. What you have in front of you is a very specific change that we wanted to bring forward to you, based, quite honestly, on some discussions and looking ahead from future management considerations, working with one of our tribal partners in the state from Pine Ridge. And so again, I'm not gonna go over the details of the individual season. The most important part there is towards the bottom of the page there, recommended change from last year. And what this is, it's a slight modification to the boundary unit of Unit 3, our Badlands unit. So if you turn to the second page, you'll see a map in front of you. And at this point, I'm gonna turn it over to John again, because he and his staff have had the one-on-one communications with our tribal partners, and John can explain and articulate what this change is, what it means, and the reasons for bringing this forward to you at this point in time.
Thank you, Tom. So John Canta, Regional Supervisor for Western South Dakota. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner, Secretary Hepler. So tribal relations is very important to the department, and we've been making an effort to work really closely with the tribes across the state, and in this case, the Oglala Sioux Parks and Recreation Authority, or OSPRA as they're commonly referred to. So we do hold meetings throughout the year. Myself and typically Ron Skates, our tribal liaison, will go down and meet with them on various topics. Last fall, we went down to meet the new director for OSPRA down there. And at that meeting, it was brought to my attention and Ron's that our current unit boundary, and if you look at that map on 19A, it abuts Oglala, Lakota County. So we had it to all of Pennington County east of the Cheyenne River. And so OSPRA does manage a herd of bighorn sheep in what's called the south unit of the Badlands National Park, thereabouts, and then on to tribal land and some other land down into Oglala, Lakota County. That herd of sheep, we do see that those sheep make movements up into Pennington County and off of the Badlands National Park and tribal lands. So currently there's an opportunity that a state hunter could harvest one of those sheep. And so in the spirit of tribal relations and accommodating those folks and eliminating most of that risk of a state hunter harvesting a sheep that they're managing, we'd ask that you move that boundary up to Highway 44 and provide more of a buffer there between the current unit and that herd of sheep that OSPRA is managing there. Our focus is really, if you look at the white blob in the middle of the blue, that's the Badlands National Park. And when we established this unit, the primary intent was to harvest a sheep out of the Pinnacles subherd, which is just south of Wall there. It occupies that area of Badlands National Park and then the grasslands north of there as you head north towards Wall. So that's really where our focus is and the herd of sheep that we're looking to harvest a ram out of.
Any questions or comments or...
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Phillips.
Thank you. It's Commissioner Phillips here. Tell me again, John, and I think we talked about this when we established this, but this unit goes north of 90 and east of, let's just say, 73. As long as we're adjusting boundaries, why do we leave those areas in this unit?
So the primary reason that we, excuse me, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Phillips, the primary reason we established the unit as it sits is just for simplicity. So to eliminate, going down county roads or different areas, we said west of the Cheyenne River and north of the White River in Jackson County. That's the primary purpose. But I would also say that we do see that sheep in that herd will make some forays, so they'll strike out further than where we typically see them. And so as an example, if you look over east all the way over to Kadoka, historically, we have seen bighorn sheep wander out over there, and in particular, at times, rams. And so the thought was, if a bighorn sheep ram was out there and a hunter wanted to harvest it, why, that'd be just okay, because with disease issues with bighorn sheep, certainly there's domestic sheep out there and they can interact with them, and we'd have a real problem there. So that's another reason that we just made it open that way. If a sheep was out there, they could go ahead and harvest it, and it's not a big impact.
Commissioner Boyd.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Boyd from Yankton here. We pay a lot of attention to the health of the herd, and while I can't imagine there'd be much difference in that little area, are there any factors with those particular animals that we would be concerned about?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Boyd. So yeah, disease is the number one limiting factor for bighorn sheep in South Dakota and across the West here. You know, looking back through time and historically with the Badlands sheep herd, the biggest issue that we have in regards to disease is we see that sheep will make forays or they'll leave the park and make big loops and sometimes strike out. Historically, we've had sheep go all the way over to Winter and across the Missouri River down into Nebraska. And so that is a big concern, particularly when you start to look at some of the domestic sheep and the issues of picking up bacteria and things that cause disease for bighorn sheep. And so recently we haven't seen as much of that movement, but I would tell you that herd over in Badlands is doing very well. We estimate over 200 sheep, which is probably capacity there. And so we'll start to see more sheep strike out because of that overpopulation. We did, you'll hopefully all recall, we did take some sheep, 12 ewes last year from Badlands National Park and transplanted those over to Custer State Park. And one of the biggest justifications or reason for that was that excess of sheep there and being able to move them over to where we need some sheep. But that certainly plays into a disease issue, and it's a concern of ours, and hopefully we can keep that to a minimum because that does raise a big issue with disease.
John, what is it about the habitat and the circumstance there that leads to this herd thriving, maybe as compared to some other venues where sheep are?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman. So, yeah, historically sheep have really liked the Badlands, and the best thing I can tell you is that sheep like the rough topography and escape terrain, as we call it. And so ideal situation for bighorn sheep is a nice grassy top next to some really rough stuff that they can just run down and get away from danger. So I think that's really the biggest draw for the Badlands is all of the rough, gnarly crags and then those nice flat tops. A lot of the areas out there are called tables. You have Sheep Mountain Table and Cooney Table. And so those tables are just a big smorgasbord, if you will, a bunch of grass on top of a table right next to some nice gnarly stuff that they can just run right down into and get away from danger. So that's likely why it's such a good fit for bighorn sheep and they're doing so well there.
Thanks. So you are asking for a motion to approve this proposal?
Correct.
So moved.
Any discussion? No discussion. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We'll continue on here. Number 20 in your booklet, the mountain goat hunting season. Bring forward.